Opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking the Heritage Theater with Joe Sears and friends. And Joe, I know you introduced me to John, but let's go ahead and...
Well, thank you, Charlie, for having us on today. I always enjoy your show.
Thank you very much. Happy to have you here today.
Well, today, you know, I give two things. I go to the forum on Fridays.
Right.
About twice a month, and I give the theater report, and I feel like I give theater reports on your radio.
Well, and an organization with which you have been associated, Theater Bartlesville, was here about a half an hour ago, but so it just seems to be a theater morning
today. It's a theater
today.
Day, yes. Yeah. Well, I'm with Heritage Theater in Dewey,
right,
which is coming along nicely. You know, they're experiencing sellouts with their dinner theater, and that's good. For Little Dewey, that's wonderful.
That's and good for any theater, large or small.
Well, it's pretty large. It seats over 100 people with dinner comfortably, and it's a nice space. That's why I'm participating more. You know, there's a need for dinner theater. People like that.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the food's good and the shows are of quality, people don't mind paying the extra bucks for entertainment. But today I wanted to bring someone. We booked a man out of Tulsa. I met John Hansen about 3 years ago in Tulsa at the Spotlight Theater. He's one of our leading actors over there. Mm-hmm. He's one of our main comic actors. They had told me that John did a religious show called The Gospel According to Luke. And I was really intrigued by that. And then John showed me some pictures. And over the last 3 years, it's convenient to book him in Dewey.
Mm-hmm.
So this coming Friday, Good Friday, we book John's show, The Gospel According to Luke, at the Dewey Heritage at 7 o'clock. And John plays all the parts in this one-man show from the Bible. He does Pilate, the demons, the devil, the disciples. Do you play any women?
I don't know. I don't consider myself actually playing these characters. I'm narrating it and as Luke. I do this play in street clothes. It's not a costume piece.
Okay. It's not certainly not period. Okay.
No. But there are women, and I wouldn't say I play these people, but I assume characterizations of them to some extent. Because sometimes they're only just for a few seconds that these people are speaking or one thing or another. So obviously, I'm not like Joe. You know, Joe did the
tune
of
play.
If you're referring to his persona as Aunt Pearl,
I don't do that. Don't do quick tempo or speaking. I try to assume their characters as well as quickly. But it's not that. I'm just telling a story. I'm telling the story.
Okay. So the Gospel According to Luke, and Joe mentioned you're a comic actor, but I want to preface this with there is no specific comedy involved in that particular show.
You would be amazed.
Well, okay. Well, certainly human beings are involved in there. You can find a comic situation about it.
There are actually several good laughs in this show.
Okay.
And I've done this show all over. I've done it in theaters and I've done it in churches. As you might expect, I get more laughs in theaters than I do in churches. I don't play it for laughs, but there are some places that are surprisingly humorous.
I would say nearly every pastor would say that they have presented some material that they thought they would get a good laugh, and maybe it only turned out to be a chuckle or a snicker. So,
well, that's true. That's true. I sometimes sing in churches, and as Joe said, I tend to be a comic actor, and I sometimes try to introduce my material with jokes, and that's not always a good idea in a church.
Yeah.
You don't get the laughs.
Yeah, that's right.
I will say this about John. He is quite the character actor. At the Spotlight, he plays different roles, but our main comic actor, John, is the star of our show. I'll just say it. He's one of the stars of the Spotlight. Has been for years. But I wanted to ask, John, I just recently found out that Luke was actually a disciple of Paul and not of Christ. All these years, I thought that Luke, you know, went around with all the others and was there at the Last Supper, but apparently he was a protege of Paul.
He did travel with Paul in his missionary journeys. Luke, interestingly enough, is the only Gentile author of the Bible.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He was a Greek physician,
mm-hmm.
and as he's called the beloved physician by Paul. But he did travel with Paul. He came after Christ was alive.
Yes.
I don't know what his real history with Christ was.
It's covered in about a sentence and a half, I think, in the opening verse or two, and that's about it.
But but he did a lot of research. And if you look at the Gospel of Luke and compare it to the other two synoptic Gospels, Mark and Matthew, there's a lot of commonalities there, as there should be.
Mm-hmm.
But so he did know these people.
Yes, I knew that he had actually known some of the disciples. And the other thing about Luke was I've heard that he was a writer, that he recorded a lot. So he was actually recording Paul and the stories from the disciples.
Right. You probably know that the book of Acts is actually a sequel of the book of Luke. Mm-hmm. He wrote both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they could read in some respects as a novel. But they are a narrative.
Mm-hmm. And Luke's, in my opinion, Luke's gospel is among the easiest to read, so it makes sense that that he, you know, had writing experience, so to speak. Well,
when I started with the idea of doing a one-man show, I had seen the Gospel of Mark, which was, who was the actor, the English actor who was so famous that did that?
Yes.
He originated the show and brought it to the United States. They sold it out on Broadway mm-hmm. a number of times. He taught a young man named Michael Toledo how to do it. And Michael Toledo did a roadshow of it, came to Tulsa, and I saw it. And I was interested in doing this, but for one thing, I'm too old to do that because Mark was a young man, and even though the actors who played it were not always young, I didn't. But I always loved Luke because it's more narrative, as you said. It has more of the parables. It has more poetry, if you will. Now, mm-hmm. I had to adapt it quite a bit because if a complete narrative of the book of Luke would be probably 4 hours long,
mm-hmm.
and some of it with the begats and this would not be.
But so you're it's not a reading, it is a presentation of it.
Yes, that. It's yeah. a narrative. Although it is done in the King James vernacular mostly.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Okay, well, certainly. There's when you talk about the characters, for lack of a better term, with the demons and everything in there, that's got to put a few challenges to you.
Well, that's what actors lack.
That's what they do. I was going to ask you, I've always wanted to play the part of Pilate.
Uh-huh.
What an intriguing character to me. And as an actor, Telly Savalas has been a famous pilot.
There's, mm-hmm.
But in all the Christ movies, I always center in on the pilot as an actor. I mean, what a challenging part to have to go through what that man went through. What do you play Pilate in the show. Did you have fun doing that? Is that a great character to play?
It is. As you say, the subtlety of that character has to be there. Keep in mind that Pilate is in the show, but only for a total of not long at all. It's
yeah.
not like he would have a long narrative or anything. Right. He's just involved in the trial of Christ, of course, and that's all you see him. So two quick scenes
yeah.
and Pilate's on and off. But that's partly the challenge, is to show the dilemma that Pilate finds himself
yes,
in.
Yes, yes.
And the kind of character he is. A little bit cynical, vacillating, political.
Yes.
And try to meet all the demands that are on him. This is a lively show.
Mm-hmm.
It always amazes me when I get up to do it how quickly it seems to go to me, and it amazes people that hear it. It's a 90-minute show. It's nearly 90 minutes. It's a 240-some-odd-minute acts.
Okay.
I've been surprised how well children are attached to it. You would think somebody getting up and narrating the Bible, children might be bored, but you would be surprised how it's an interesting show.
As I sit here and think about it just for a moment or so, many of the stories that are told in the Gospel of Luke are stories that children are familiar with. So,
well, yes,
you know.
I was going to say that, Charlie. You're right. I mean, I enjoy those. As a child, I enjoyed those stories.
Yeah. And so these are, you're not giving a lot of new material to the kids. They're familiar with who you're talking about.
Hopefully,
you
know. He would be.
Yeah.
But one of the good things about doing this show is that a lot of people who are not familiar with it, and in this world today, there are increasingly more. I would like to say at the outset that this is not a preachy show. It's not a proselytizing show. I'm just telling the story. And that's what theater is about, is telling stories. Mm-hmm. It just happens to be the greatest story.
Yes, the greatest story ever told by one actor on stage. That's just really grand. And I wanted to ask you about your audience reactions. What has been the reaction to the show of hearing the gospel performed like that over the years?
Many people are surprised at how interesting it is and how lively it is. And as I said, that the laughs. I would tell you one instance. It's funny to me. I was doing a show in a theater one time, mm-hmm. and I was doing the sermon on part of the Sermon on the Mount, and I said, Jesus said, "Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into the ditch?" And I got a laugh, big laugh. And I couldn't figure that out till after the show, and I found out we had a big contingent of blind people in the audience who had come for the show. And they thought they got a good laugh. It varies from audience to audience.
Sure.
And the level of interest.
Well, let's get down to the specifics here, because I think we've summarized what's going to happen. Let's get to the when and how and is it free?
John, it is free. It's by donations at the door. At Heritage is located in downtown Dewey. It's catty corner from the old Dewey Hotel, mm-hmm. and there's big green signs in the window that say Heritage Cafe Theater. And it's got a marquee out front. I mean, they're moving uptown.
Right.
So it starts at 7 o'clock Good Friday.
Okay.
And it's not a dinner theater, but you can actually come early and eat at the restaurant, which, the restaurant, sure. By the way, John, the restaurant in Dewey has become... There's two new restaurants in the area that are the rage. Samantha's of Bartlesville, and in Little Dewey, it's the Ahava Cafe. So it's a really good place to come and eat before the show. Hamburgers and sandwiches, mm-hmm. specials. And then your show starts at 7. It's 90 minutes. If you want to come with a church group, just come on in. But if you can give a donation at the door, it at least helps pay for John's gas from Tulsa.
There you go.
But we like to present things in Dewey, what Giz does. I'm her dinner theater man, but we present things to the public, and a lot of them has to be free, because that's how you recruit an audience. Get them used to coming into your doors, and then down the line, you know, you can start charging for something. And it's still minimal. See, I'm from Austin, John, where there's no ticket in the world at $10. So I enjoy being in a small town where things can be free. But anyway, we're glad to have you here. And Charlie, thank you for having us on.
Thank you very much, guys. And again, downtown Dewey, Friday night, go see it. You're going to have fun.
Yes.
Thank you very much, guys. And John, break a leg. And Joe, thanks for bringing him in. Friday night, we've got more coming up with the Boys and Girls Club in just a moment.
You can be a hero by being prepared for an emergency. First, make a plan.